ओम शांति।
दादी आज का विषय है,
दादी जी
दिल को
सब्जेक्ट इज हाउ टू क्लीन द हार्ट, क्लीनिंग द हार्ट।
इसके बारे में आपसे हम सब सुनना चाहते हैं,
क्लीनिंग द हार्ट एंड दिस इज व्हाट एवरीवन वांट्स टू हियर फ्रॉम यू। बट आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम यू,
सही अर्थ क्या है?
व्हाट डज इट मीन टू क्लीन द हार्ट?
दिल को साफ करना,
इट इज अ क्लीन द हार्ट। हाउ डू यू क्लीन द हार्ट? व्हाट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ क्लीनिंग द हार्ट?
बताएंगे
दादी, विल यू आंसर? व्हाट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ क्लीनिंग द हार्ट?
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति
बोलो ना,
से एवरीबॉडी ओम शांति।
नहीं,
ओम शांति।
अच्छा,
नाउ यस, इट वाज वेरी क्लियर।
बहुत शांति से, मैं कौन मेरा कौन?
All of you were sitting so peacefully and you must be thinking, who am I and whose am I? See, you must be feeling the coolness in your heart. So, the heart is here and the head is here. The heart is here in the body, the brain is here, the head is here. So heart and head, it's not that we have to clean the heart, but the heart, it's not how to clean the heart, but the heart is clean. Actually, the heart is very clean. I'll speak slowly, so that you can get clear translation. Those who can understand Hindi, raise your hand. There are few. So you are getting the translation.
मैं समझती हूँ, दिल से,
I think that
सहज याद कर सकते हैं.
With your heart, you can remember God, the comforter of hearts. God is called the comforter of hearts. And if you remember the comforter of hearts, you will experience that no sorrow comes in the heart, no peacelessness comes in the heart. There is truthfulness and love. I tell you about myself, you know, right from my childhood.
Naturally, Baba ki yaad.
It was natural in me to remember God. I used to remember God. Since childhood, I didn't have to make any effort to remember God. Because I had so much love for God. When there is love for God, it's not difficult to remember God. I said love for God But when we come here in the organization, we just don't say God, we say Father, the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul in Bharat, in India, we say,
Prabhu.
You know, we use different words for God, Prabhu, someone very elevated. Supreme
Paramatma.
Soul, Paramatma, you are almighty, that's what people say on the path of devotion. You are almighty, you are Prabhu, you are the Supreme. They use different words. So, when I remember, when I recognize God accurately, I can say with faith that I have not only recognized Him, but I have really seen Him. It's not that I can see Him with physical eyes, but still you can see Him and I have seen Him. There's a lovely song which is played often, Who Has Created This Play? All those of peace of mind retreat, raise your hand. All those of peace of mind retreat, raise your hand. All of you who have come, who are guests in this peace of mind retreat.
Peace of mind retreat guests,
You
know, I came from Delhi last night. I heard that Jayanti Ben shared some experience. Dadi is trying to share the news of Delhi, but Meeraban is telling Dadi, you know, the topic is how to clean the heart. So what things we should pay attention to so that we are able to clean our heart. It's not that we have to keep our heart clean. Because when I say I'm God's child, then the heart becomes clean. Because only in a clean heart there is God's remembrance. So if the heart is with the comforter of hearts, then that comforter of heart works through my heart. And my heart remains clean. I'm seeing today, whether in India or outside India, there are so many. Who say this, that the comforter of hearts is with us in our heart. You know, in Mount Abu there is a temple called Delwara Temple. It means that the temple which, who is the comforter of hearts. So in that there are many rooms, little rooms, and Baba, the founder, told me, go and see in these rooms which is your, select your room there. So the 108, and these 108 yogis, actually they stand for the great souls who are with God, you know, and therefore a yogi means the one who does not have ordinary thoughts, but he has easy thoughts, elevated thoughts. It's not difficult to have easy, ordinary thoughts, but what we have to pay effort on is to have elevated thoughts.
Apne aap.
we should not give excuses in this. That we cannot create elevated thoughts. Actually, those who give excuses, it means their heart is not clean. If the heart is clean, it is true, truthful heart, it is merciful heart, then in such a heart,
forgive or forget.
We know how to forgive and forget. We know how to forgive and forget. You know, when I went to Australia, the first time I went to Australia, I don't remember when it was, but I like this topic which they have kept, forgive and forget, forgive and forget. First we have to forget and forgive and then we have to forget. Just as I look around, I'm looking around and see all of you. I'm seeing the variety, drama, this world is, it's like a game where we come and we forget everything. We are like lost in this quagmire of the world. We have come in this world and we have forgotten who we are, where from where we are and how we are. We are just lost in this world. But once I come to know who I am, I no longer get confused and my heart becomes clean. My thoughts become elevated.
Daddy, I say, count see those things.
So, so I always say to myself, I'm very, very fortunate because I am staying with the comforter of hearts. And therefore my heart is filled with comfort, peace, love. And Daddy is asking Sudha Ben from Russia, you know how my heart is. How is your heart? How did you stay in Russia? It's because your heart is clean and you have taken the benefit of that clean heart.
Dr. Nirmala.
See, Dr. Nirmala. Even till today I call her Dr. Nirmala. Though she is taking care of the whole continent of Asia and also Australia as well as here, but her heart is so clean, so clean. And because she has a clean heart, she's so light all the time. She's able to be soul conscious all the time. So when I'm speaking, you should at least nod and say yes, yes, and you're accepting what I'm trying to say. Because if you nod, then I'll catch your vibrations that you are really understanding and accepting. So, a clean heart means nothing belongs to me, nothing is mine. There are five vices: lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. So, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. These are five vices which we have to shun, which we have to finish. if we consider ourselves to be souls and children of God, of one Supreme Father, then and we look at each other as souls, as children of one Father, we get a pure vision for each other. I remember a scene of Bombay, Delhi. Now in Delhi, I was there for 2 days. It was a wonderful program. All those sitting on the stage, the VVIPs, or even the audience, all was so wonderful. The whole atmosphere was so powerful. You know, I live in Madhuban, in Shantivan, that's at the bottom of the mountain, Shantivan. And I come to Pandavabhavan and Gyan Sarovar. These are two complexes in on the top of the mountain in Mount Abu. This time I haven't been much to Pandavabhavan, I've come more to Gyan Sarovar. But whenever I come up or wherever I am, I always say thanks to God. I always thank God from the bottom of my heart. Why I'm saying I thank God? Because where are these instruments, souls of peace of mind retreat, Michael and Joe? And Margaret, they're very old in this knowledge, in this organization, and whenever they meet me, they always smile. You know, when they don't meet me just like that, but they're always smiling and meeting. There's so much happiness in smiling and meeting anyone. So whenever I ask them, do you want to say anything? No, we are just happy to be with you. And then I ask, do you want anything? Do you need anything? No, we are content, we are happy. So, and they are serving altruistically. So, their heart is so clean. And introvertedness and power of concentration help the heart to become very, very clean. So all of you brothers and sisters who are sitting here, though I may not know your name, I may not know from where you are, but all those who are sitting here, what is your feeling after being here? What is your feeling? Who am I and whose am I? And what is my task? What do I have to do? The heart is happy, is it not? Your heart is happy. I know it. It is happy. I have the guarantee that your heart is happy here, is it not? Because the comforter of hearts is with me. He is giving me the glance of love. So when I see God's vision, so pure it is, so I have to check my vision. Is my vision pure like God's vision for me? Now, for 1 minute, just look around. Look at the one next to you. Just look at the one next to you.
Just turn towards the person next to you and look at
them, next to you
towards them.
And see what's your vision towards that person. Just look at the one next to you and check what is your vision towards that one. So I'm sure you must have checked. And how I check, I look at each one with that truthful heart and peaceful heart and loving heart. So if the heart is truthful, then there's love in the heart.
Baba ka yajna, jab se Baba ne.
See, for the past 78 years, this organization started 78 years ago, 79 years ago, and I've seen right from the beginning how it has grown so much today. There was one sister called Dhyani Dadi. She came to meet Baba. She was, her family members not allowing her, but she was so determined and she came to meet Baba.
Baba, jab mere ko dekha, wo drishti, wonderful Baba ne.
Then how she gave drishti, you know, the vision to her, and then I was also sitting there, the vision Baba gave to me was so powerful, so powerful. He made me sit next to that sister and he told me, your heart is true, and he told her, your heart is true and you will surely come to Baba, means you'll come to this organization, your family will allow you because you have a truthful heart. And really it happened that she finished all her bondages and could come to Baba, and Baba told her, yes, you have passed your test. I've seen that in God's home, the one who has a truthful heart always wins. So heart means it's the mind actually, and the mind has to be with God. So heart with God means the mind with God, your thoughts of God. So in the Gita there is this word, man mana bhav, keep your mind in me, God says. In Pandav Bhavan, where you will go tomorrow, there is in the history hall, there is a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba used to say, look at this picture, who are these? They are your aim and objective. You have to become so pure like deities. Tomorrow you'll go to Pandav Bhavan. You'll see that picture of Lakshmi Narayan in the history hall. It's a translight of Lakshmi Narayan. And the heart says, yes, I want to become so divine like them.
Lakshmi Narayan ka raj jo aap,
as the heart tells God, you are creating such a heavenly world on earth now. How a human being can become a deity, can become divine.
Baba, sabhi janam nar narayan ho ga kya?
Once I asked Baba that will the soul who has got a male body will get male body all the time, and the one with a female body will get a female body all the time. Baba said, not necessary. But yes, Baba said, don't remember all your other births, but remember 21 births. 21 births, how you were world sovereigns, you were elevated beings. So when I am Manmana Bhav, that means my mind is with God, I become Madhyaji Bhav. That's another word in the Gita which says, remember your aim and objective, why you are in this world. You came here as a divine soul and you have to stay divine, be divine here. There are four subjects which we learn here. One is knowledge. Knowledge means who am I and whose am I. The knowledge of the soul and the knowledge of the Supreme Soul. So I'm a soul and I'm the child of the Supreme Soul. And then I know about the cycle. I have to spin the cycle. So if I'm able to be soul conscious and God conscious and I'm able to spin the cycle, then my mind will become so strong and I'll be able to finish all my weaknesses. All of you, when you come to this harmony hall, what feeling do you get when you come and sit here? What feeling do you get? What comes in your heart? You must be getting a very good feeling whilst coming and sitting here in this hall.
Okay. Dadi, last mein aap sabko ye sunayenge ki abhi ye sab peace of mind retreat mein aaye hue
hain. So Meena Ben is saying these are guests who have come in the peace of mind retreat. Now from here, when they'll go back, after finishing the retreat, they will go back to their countries. So a few things for them to pay attention to on the basis of what experience they are getting here to carry with them when they leave from here.
So,
what few things they should carry with themselves so that they can keep their heart clean all the time, wherever they go.
Sorry. Dr. Nirmala jab hamare kamre mein aati hai,
you know, Dr. Nirmala, when she comes to my room, I ask her, do you want anything, any work? She said, no, I've just come, just like that. This again is the clean heart, just to meet and get the vibrations of the meeting.
Hamare paas janam tay yani baba ka bantay. ए बाबा ने दृष्टि और वृत्ति कैसी हो.
So I would suggest that when you go from here, you always take this strong make a strong determined thought that I have to make my attitude, my vision very clean. Only then I can make my heart clean. So, my attitude, my vision, my thoughts, my feelings, they should all be clean. We hear the versions of God here, and when we hear these versions, we feel how our thoughts are becoming clean, our feelings are becoming clean, our vibrations are becoming clean, our vision is becoming clean, because those godly versions, they cleanse the soul, they cleanse the heart. In every godly version which we hear every day, there is some or the other point which really cleans our heart very well. So, when you go from here, you make it a point to read those godly versions every day and free yourself from body consciousness, from these evils, from these vices, then you can become bondage free, you can become carefree.
दादी अभी योग के पहले थोड़ा आपको परिचय कराते हैं कि कौन से रीजन से कितने गेस्ट आए हैं.
Meena Ben is going to introduce all of you to Dadi, from which region, which who have come, how many have come. All right. And then Daddy will give you a sweet after that. So 7 to 7:30.
So
did you understand about the heart? What is in my heart? My heart is clean. Is everyone heart clean? Those who think that my heart is clean and I really know what is to clean the heart, raise your hand. Oh, good. Thank you.
Just for that is information, all those guests who have come from
Mirabai is speaking English.
Just stand up and wave your hand so let Daddy know. All the Americas, North,
all those
South,
from America, North, South, Central, Caribbean, all Americas, can you please stand up?
Can you stand up and wave?
Please stand
hand?
Up and wave America. To Daddy. All those who have come from
America,
North, South, America, Central,
North,
America,
South,
Caribbean.
Okay, all those from Europe.
All
Europe.
From Europe.
Can you stand up and wave your hand?
All from Europe.
All Europe.
All please stand up.
Europe and Middle East.
Europe and Middle East.
Wave your hand so she will know.
That is asking, from where am I?
Thank you. Thank you. All those from Australia and Asia.
All those
Australia,
from Australia
Asia,
and Asia.
Asia and Australia.
Australia, New Zealand, Asia.
Wave your hand.
Please stand up and wave to Daddy.
Charlie,
uh-huh.
Oh, this is Charlie.
Thank you. All those from Africa.
Africa, Africa, Mauritius.
Could you please stand up, Africa.
All Africa and
wave
Mauritius.
Your hand, please.
Wave your hand to Daddy. Please stand up and wave.
All those from Russia, CIS and Baltic.
Russia, CIS and Baltic region.
Russia, Daddy. Mongolia, Russia and Mongolia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Khula asman mila, khula asman. मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी बाबा जी दुखदाई है दादी तू दुख हरनी मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी हर दिल पर किया बाबा का जादू सबके दिल को कर लिया काबू ऐसी बाजी करनी मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी मेरा बाबा जादूगर है दादी जादूगरनी
Bye-bye.
जादूगरनी।